Welcome to the weird and mysterious world of the Inhuman Experience, a paranormal podcast where we explore the strange and unexplained. Coming to you from the Uncanny Valley, my name is Bobby Anthem, and with me, as always, he spits venom like Cobra Khan, my partner, my ace, my fellow Inhuman.
Cobra, la 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 la. What's up? Bobby Blades here.
What's going on, man?
Oh, man, I love that reference. I love it.
Letting your lizard side out, man.
Yeah, you brought back a lot of memories from junior high cartoon days.
I love my 80s cartoons, man.
Oh, you gotta love those. For people our age, those were the best of times.
Yeah, and it's kind of funny how many of those cartoons actually had lizards in them. You know, you had of course, Cobra. You know, they were all about snakes. You know, Cobra Commander, Serpentor, they were all about snakes.
Yeah, wasn't Cobra Commander like an actual... he had his face covered because he had like some kind of issue?
Yeah, or... That was the lore.
Okay. So,
there was something about him being snake-like. And then what else did we have? We had Mask. Mask had Venom.
Right? Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah. And then Cobra Khan was Masters of the Universe character. So.
Oh, my goodness. I got that mixed up. I feel goofy as hell.
No, you were thinking Serpentor. And that's very, very fair, man, because there were so many of them. There were so many. It's so easy to get them all mixed up.
Yeah, there were. And like then in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, you had like the mutants. There was a lizard person in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, if I'm not mistaken.
Sounds familiar.
I don't remember who it was, but you had the turtles, you had Master Splinter, and then you had like some other ones. But yeah, that's beside the point. But I guess the thing that we're getting at here with this whole serpentine thing is reptilians. And are they among us?
Yeah, man. Apparently they're everywhere.
They're everywhere and we don't know it. And like, how do you think you would spot one? Would you be able to spot one?
I don't know if I would be able to spot one, but I can keep my eyes open and I can look and see. It would be helpful if there was maybe some sort of a list.
I know, right? And speaking of lists, I just happen to have come across a nice little list telling us how we would be able to spot reptilians.
So that's convenient. So apparently reptilians are everywhere. We have a list and we're going to get into that. So what's going on today?
Oh, man. I'm trying to keep warm.
Yeah, you know what? It's warming up a little bit here, man. We had our snow. It was cold. Everything was all frozen, but today was a little bit warmer, so I'm good with that.
How much snow did you get?
We had a decent amount, man. Earlier in the week, I shoveled a couple of driveways, and it was pretty deep. It was heavy. It was wet, so it was just nasty, man. You know, right here on the lake.
Mm-hmm. That lake effect.
Yeah.
It was crazy, though, how in the beginning of December, we got slammed with a snowstorm. Like, two of them, actually. We had about 18 inches of snow. And then that went away, and it didn't snow for, like, the rest of the month. And then at the end of the month, beginning of January, it snowed again. But, like, it wasn't even anything substantial. And then we got about, like, 5-6 inches, and that's gone, too.
I wonder how the reptiles deal with that.
Yo, I was just going to segue into that.
I know
like,
you were, man.
It's a good thing. It's a good thing we're not cold-blooded because, you know, we'd be dead right now.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
So what about the ones who are, though?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I feel pretty bad for them because if people go by this list that I'm about to read, then they could be hunted to extinction.
Is it up to us to determine whether that's a good thing or a bad thing? Because everything that I've heard from the people who have come across them and from the movies and TV shows, it's a bad thing. But I guess that's not up for us to judge.
I guess not. Everything is subjective. I mean, would you accept our reptilian overlords?
If I have no choice, I mean, what am I going to do? Am I going to fight? You know, I mean, I've seen V, you know, it worked out good for the humans. I think
somewhat, but, yeah, you know, they had that hybrid baby and all that, you know,
right? The Star Child, is that what that was? It's been a long time since I've seen
it. I can't even, yo, it's been so long. Like, Even the new reboot of it, I watched that entire thing. It was only two seasons, but there was no baby in this one. In the reboot.
No baby.
Nah, no baby.
That's crazy because the baby was a big part of the first one.
Yeah. And I was expecting there to be like a hybrid baby, but nah, that didn't happen. I think what they were aiming for is hopefully they were hoping for a third season and they would kind of sneak like the baby into the third season, maybe. But yeah,
sense.
That didn't happen.
That makes sense.
Now, what do you think? Do the reptilians really exist? Do you think that they exist? Are they among us?
You know what? Logically, I would say no. But there's a lot that goes on that's, you know, not exactly logical and things that are kept hidden from us. And that's a fact. So I can't say for sure. You know, if I've come across any reptilians, I just don't know it. You know, I probably come across them every day. They could be out there, but I can't say whether I believe in them or not.
Yeah. Now, I want to bring this up. You remember them about maybe 8 years ago, they started down this rabbit hole on YouTube where they were exposing reptilian shapeshifters on TV. And like, this was it when TVs were just changing over to digital. And so whenever there was some pixelation on the TV, you would see the face warping and there'd be like proof of alien shapeshifter.
Man, I forgot all about that. Totally forgot all about that. Yeah.
Now that was hilarious. And I loved watching those videos because I wanted to hear what those people had to say. Because even then, like, I didn't buy it. I wasn't buying into that bullshit. I'm like, that just looks like some fucked up video, you know? It doesn't look like somebody's face morphing into a reptile or anything like that.
Yeah, just a little bit of digital glitching.
Yeah, you know, but they were offering that as irrefutable proof that reptilians could be seen on the television if you slowed your TV down to like 1.5 or some shit like that.
Right. I remember seeing David Icke interviews of Arizona Wilder. I don't know. Are you familiar with Arizona Wilder?
Nope.
Okay. Yeah. So she was the one who said that she came up, like she was raised in an environment around a lot of reptilians and shapeshifters. And she named a lot of names, a lot of politicians, people of influence, things like that. But I want to say that she's been exposed as kind of being a fraud. I don't want to misspeak, but I think I remember seeing that. And David Icke, I kind of already know that he's not exactly reputable. I liked Battlestar Galactica, but other than that, I can't really say that. I can't really say that a lot of what David Icke says holds a lot of weight.
Oh, he wrote Battlestar?
He did the reimagining that came out.
Oh, the one that came out on Sci-Fi?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that was dope.
Yeah, that was excellent, man. It was amazing. I watched it a few times.
And there were no reptilians on that one. There was only robots.
Yeah, there were robots. I thought that was interesting because he was real big on the whole reptilian thing and decided to switch to... And they weren't even really... Like robot, I don't know.
Maybe the robots underneath that metal shell, they were really like reptilians.
Well,
like Daleks and shit, you know, like the Daleks underneath that hard metal shell, they're kind of like a tentacled creature or whatever.
But you know what? They steered away on the reboot. They steered away from the actual robot Cylons, and they were more humanoid.
Well. Yeah, but they were synthetic humans, though.
They were synthetic, but, you know, not like metal, you know, walking around like the Cylons from the 70s.
Yeah, that's true. Yep. I'd forgotten about that. And then there was a lot of existentialism that in there. You know, like whenever a Cylon died, they never really died. They kind of just went back into the universal consciousness or something.
Yeah.
And then they were reborn in a different body or some
like
shit.
A rebirth chamber.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
So that was pretty cool.
Yeah. It was a dope show, man. We're gonna have to get into it in depth.
Yeah.
Man, at some point.
But we're veering off topic here.
It's still kind of related, but
yeah.
To get back to what we're actually doing here today.
Yeah.
I want to dive into this list to see if maybe we might know a reptilian, or maybe we might even be one. I don't know. I'm hoping not. I don't want to be a reptile.
Yeah, I don't think I am. But then again, you know, we could be programmed to think that way.
That's true, man. We can never discount that. That's the issue here. So I want to find out for sure. So let's dive into this list.
All right. So number one is to look for reptilian eyes. If you're wondering how to spot a reptilian, then obviously the first place to look is their eyes. Some people say these shapeshifters have reptile-esque eyes if you look closely enough. Others say it's possible to spot their reptilian eyes only sometimes while they are in the midst of shapeshifting. So, yeah, what do you think about that? Look for reptilian eyes.
See, I don't know. I guess I know what a reptile's eyes look like, but I've honestly never seen that in a human, you know?
It would seem
very obvious. I mean, and
unless people are wearing contacts, you know?
I guess so, but they would have to be like those Michael Jackson Thriller, like hard lenses, man.
Yeah.
You know, I don't maybe they can, but then they would be big and bulky. I don't know. But then, like, okay, so looking at myself, people can look at my eyes and not know what the fuck is going on because I have my eyes are two different colors and two different sizes. So,
well, you can tell that one eye doesn't work.
Some people might not know, though. I don't know. Some people might just think that I'm high, or maybe they think I'm in the middle of shapeshifting.
I don't know, man. When I look, you kind of remind me of, Zeus Tiny Lister Jr. that has the fake eye?
Yeah, he has one eye.
Yeah, okay, so I could tell that there was something wrong with his eye, like it didn't work.
Right. I think he was born that way.
Yeah, and so like that, and when I saw a picture of you, I saw the same thing with your eye. So I didn't see it as like, I remember how when Yuck used to talk about it, that you had one blue eye and one brown eye. And so I'm thinking like that you've got two different color eyes, but it's actually, your eye is not really blue so much as it is like,
It's dying.
Yes, it's dying. You could tell that the pupil and everything, it doesn't work. And it's caked over with, what do they call that? When people die and their eyes turn white.
Yeah.
That's the kind of thing that I was looking at. I'm like, oh, okay, that's what's going on with his eye. It's dead, okay. Basically.
So people who understand that, because that's what it is. You look at the eye and like there's no pieces and parts to look at. It's just the sclera is white and then the rest of it is just blue. It just looks like there's a blue marble in there.
So, yeah.
I don't even know if it's milky, but you know, it's that's what it is. And it's dying. And probably it'll probably all eventually be white. I don't know. But I'm not a shapeshifter. Well, according to this, I mean, you can't go by that and say that I'm a shapeshifter or a reptilian. So
yeah,
I think I'm good there.
Now, do you know this? I'm not sure if this is true of all reptiles, but do they have like the cat-like eyes, you know, where there's a slit, the pupil is a slit, kind of like a cat?
I think so, because that's what I imagine. I can't remember. I've had iguanas, but I've never gotten close enough. But they weren't really my iguanas. You know, they belong to my kids and their mother. And I didn't get close enough to really inspect their eyes.
Yeah. Like I've seen snakes, alligators, you know, that kind of shit. Not up close, but, you know, on TV.
Yeah.
Right. And yeah, they've got the slits for eyes. And so whenever I've thought of reptilian eyes, I've thought of kind of like cat eyes, but without the shininess to it.
Right. So that's why I would think that it would stand out. You know, if you came across that in public, you would know, you know.
Yeah.
So I don't know about that one.
And do they blink sideways, reptiles? Like, you know how we blink sideways. Up and down, but they've got like an inner part to their eye where they blink from like left to right or right to left, some shit like that. So we blink from top to bottom, up and down. And I don't know what movie I saw it in, but there was one like reptile like creature, and it blinked from the corner of its eye. So
I don't know, man, I've never seen that.
That was one way to tell. But yeah, this definitely, I guess, you look for reptile eyes is the first thing you look for, because I mean, it's kind of hard for people to hide their eyes, especially when you're talking to them face to face. Now, the next one I'm going to get into, you should be worried, I guess, if you have like psoriasis, maybe some fucked up skin. Because number two, it says check for signs of scales or oddly textured skin. Another common way to spot a reptilian is by the appearance of scales. While a reptilian is shape-shifting, you may see their skin change a little. Maybe you see a hint of green. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Oh, fuck. This is great. I can tell this is going to be good. You see a hint of green all of a sudden, or you notice the texture becomes scaly or rough, like that of a lizard or snake. Keep in mind that this isn't something you should see often, since supposedly reptilians go to great lengths to appear as if they have human skin. Yeah, I can honestly say I've never come across a person that has green, scaly skin. Like, the only evidence that I would have to would be like psoriasis or something like that, or extremely dry skin.
Right, that seems like a gimme, but maybe that's exactly what that is.
I don't know. But it definitely wasn't green unless it was infected, you know?
Yeah. So if you just see somebody just walking around, like, they seem normal, except they're constantly applying Lubriderm.
And if they're laying in the sun a whole lot.
Just soaking up that sun.
Yeah, soaking it all in.
The only time, I went to an art school, so I've seen a lot of scales and green skin, but they were like tattoos, body modification, stuff like that. You know?
Yeah. Wasn't there one guy who actually tattooed his entire body green to get like the reptilian scales, and then he wore the reptile contacts on his eyes and put like little bumps. He had bumps inserted underneath the skin of his skull, so it looked like he was a dragon or some shit.
Horns. Yeah. I saw a dude. I can't remember if it's the same guy. It seems like it would be, but I think maybe there were a few. But yeah, I've seen people get the deposits up there so mm-hmm. they could grow horns.
Yeah, and that fucking cat lady, dude. That cat lady too, man. She sharpened her teeth. She had her lips. She had her lips cut to look like a cat's face, and it was just fucking wild.
Yeah, man, I couldn't deal with that. Yeah, that just creeped me out.
That's weird as hell, man. That really.
I like cats, but you know, not. No.
Different strokes for different folks.
But yeah, man. No scales. I don't think. You know, maybe close. Maybe close to the scales. No green skin.
No green skin. Yeah.
So what do we have next?
So yeah, so far so good. All right, number three. I love this one because the moment I read it, I'm like, holy shit, that's awesome. Like, give me that technology, please. And number three is watch to see if their hologram flickers. Reptilians are supposed to be really good at hiding their identities. Sometimes it may be so automatic that they don't even realize they're doing it. Occasionally, their disguise may become apparent, though, especially in moments of distress. That's how the stories go, since their human skin can be holographic. It is subject to the limitations of the technology. A quick internet search can reveal dozens of videos that are purported evidence of a politician or a celebrity. See, this is what I was talking about.
Yeah, exactly right. What
I was talking about. Now, how can a fucked up television signal mean that the hologram is it's flickering or some shit, you know?
It couldn't have anything to do with digital glitching.
No, nothing at all. There's no such thing as digital technology.
It's all shapeshifters.
Yeah, everything is.
I do know that if I had that technology, I would probably leave the house a lot more.
Yeah, hell yeah, me too. Shit. Be anybody, you know, right. Leave the house, get into trouble, change disguises.
Right, get into trouble, quickly get out of trouble.
Yeah, you know? Shit. You know? I mean, who wouldn't want one of those disguises, man?
I want one now, man. Can I get that on Wish.com?
Yeah, you can look it up. I mean, I don't know how much it'll cost, but I'm sure it won't be too much, but it probably won't be that good. You'll get like the dollar store version of it.
I mean, it'd be, you know, lead laced. You know, I can order it. I can order it right now, and it might get to me by like 2023.
Yeah, maybe. Or yeah, by the time Planet X appears, you know.
Yeah. Either way, I'm good with either.
Yeah. Did you ever wonder if the supposed Anunnaki are like the reptilians?
I've heard somebody say that that's exactly what they were, but I don't think that's what they said. Like, you know, the Sumerians never said that.
Hmm.
Right? So,
but did that, like, who, when did the classification of these species come up? Like, who classified reptiles as reptiles? Like, what were they known as, like, way, way back?
That's a good point. But you know what, though? My memory is so fuzzy, man. I really need to go back and check out more because, like, dude, you know how we are on the Anunnaki, man. I'm just so fascinated. But I do think that there was a reptilian species that I think may have been a slave race of theirs.
Yeah,
I'm probably speaking wrong.
I think you told me about it before. Yeah, so if you're listening to this and you know, please email us at inhumanexperiencepodcast19@gmail.com and, you know, school us, please.
Yeah, feel free. I mean, even though I'm going to fact check myself because I'm just so interested, I always go back to Anunnaki, so I'm definitely going to look it up myself. But if you know, save me the trouble and say, hey, this is the deal. Don't come at me like I'm an idiot, like, hey, stupid, this is the thing. Don't do that. I don't like that. Just, you know, be nice about it. Say, hey, this is the thing that you were referencing. You were right about this part, but wrong about this. You know, hit us up like that.
Yeah. Let us know. And when you hit us up, definitely come at him like he's an idiot.
Yeah, do that.
Oh,
that
I thought your mic was well. Muted. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So we have no glitches in the Matrix. I wish that I could like present a hologram of myself, but I can't. I'm guessing you can't either. So
nope.
Yeah.
I don't possess that technology. Oh, this is funny. Oh, it just keeps getting better and better. Number four. I can't even say this with a straight face. Hold on. Oh, shit. Number four. They seem to have no soul.
Oh, no.
Oh, gingers have no soul.
Oh, no. Shit. I wasn't even thinking along those lines.
Oh, fuck me.
I wasn't even thinking along those lines.
Oh, yeah. Man.
They do say gingers have no soul. I don't know, man. I don't know. I know at least one ginger who I know has a soul. She is a beautiful, beautiful woman.
Oh, and I know who you're talking about. Yeah, she is
you
a wonderful woman.
About.
Yeah. Yeah.
She has a soul.
She's got more soul than most people.
My friend Kay definitely has a soul.
Yeah, much love to Kay from Canada.
Yeah, but dude, yeah, what got me was, I mean, you know, I've been on a search, I've been on a journey, you know.
But how the hell do you tell if somebody has a soul or not? I mean, what's the criteria for,
I don't know, man.
For
I mean,
missing it, a soul?
I guess, who's to say, man? I mean, it's hard, like, nobody can convince me, nobody can truly convince me that I'm not the only actual person who is living with a soul and that everybody else is just a figment of my imagination. You know, everybody else might just be an NPC. You know what I mean? Like, maybe it's just me. And once I'm gone, everything else is gone.
Yeah, it kind of blows up like you're waking up from one of your dreams.
Exactly. Exactly. Everything is going to explode.
Explosion.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, I want to get into a little bit of this because this website is called exemplar.com, and I've never heard of it, but fuck it. One of the hallmarks of a reptilian is that they have very little or no conscious awareness. Again, they exist like robots, and there's little you can do to appeal to any kind of human consciousness in them. They have been bred to enslave humanity, and they do not want to deviate from their programming. Now, are they robots or are they reptilians?
See, that's exactly That's exactly the basis of the Cylons on the original Battlestar Galactica, because that's what they were. Like the original Cylons were a reptilian race that wanted to take over and, I guess, enslave or destroy the, I don't know if you could call them humans because they weren't here on Earth, even though, you know who I'm talking about, right? Just the regular people. So they built the robot Cylons to do the job for them, but then the robot Cylons were like, hey, you know what? Let's kill these motherfuckers too and we can just take over. So that's why there were no reptilians on the original Battlestar Galactica.
You see, I didn't...
Because the Cylons were built by the reptilians.
I thought the humans built the Cylons. And yeah, man, well, I have to catch up on the old school Battlestar Galactica once more then.
Yeah, that was good stuff too, man. I was a fanatic. I was a fanatic of both. Not that fucking, what the hell was that shit called? Galactica 1981 or some shit like that? That was trash.
I don't remember seeing that.
Oh, it was trash. Don't even waste your time with that shit. If you ever manage to find it, don't even waste your time.
Yeah, I'll probably steer clear of that.
I'm probably pissing somebody off with that, but come on, man. It was trash. They knew it was trash from me.
Yeah, so the original Cylons were built by the reptilian race. Now, is this the reptilian race that supposedly came from the Hollow Earth?
Not on Battlestar.
Not on Battlestar, okay.
No. No, but shit, you know, it's at some point we are going to have to dive. Let me, you know what? Fuck my phrasing. At some point we are going to have to dive into the Hollow Earth.
Yeah.
And really get inside that subject.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we add that to the list, man, for real.
Yeah, yeah.
We've got to do that.
The list that we're slowly chipping away at.
Yeah, it just seems like the list keeps getting longer and longer, you know.
That's not a bad thing, man. That means we'll always have something to talk
about. Yeah, we're never want for ideas here.
Yeah. But, you know what, getting back to the thing, like, because you asked the question going into this, like, who's to say that somebody doesn't have a soul? Like, how the hell would you determine that? Unless you're able to jump into their body, how are you going to determine that somebody else doesn't have a soul?
Right, and if somebody has a legitimate condition, like sociopathy... or psychopathy, yeah. It's not that they lack that part of their brain or something. I'm not a very good at words right now, but they lack a certain chemical neurotransmitter, or they lack a part of their brain that produces empathy.
Yeah, exactly.
So, like, they could be going about their lives completely oblivious to the way another person feels, whether they've hurt them in some way or another. And it just, that doesn't mean that they don't have a soul. It just means that they're not aware of how their actions affect others.
Exactly. Well said. I can't improve on that. That's exactly what that is.
Well, yeah. Thank you.
It can't be said that they don't have a soul.
Right.
You know? I mean, we can say that they don't have a soul because that's an easy way to put it, but that's just not what the case is.
Yeah. I don't think anybody is inherently evil. I believe it's all a choice. And
I don't know, man.
Yeah. I think that you come to these crossroads in your life where you could go right or you could go left. And you have to actively make that decision to keep continuing on. That's what I think anyway.
Maybe. I mean, I do believe more in nurture over nature, but some people do seem to have certain things in their nature. So
all right, so your nature, like, our nature is pretty fucked up as humans as it is, because there's no person on this earth that goes by throughout the day without completely having a bad thought of doing something to another person, you know, like fucking them over, stealing money, or, you know, it's making that, if you make that choice and take that thought into the action mode, then I think that you have made the choice right then and there.
Yeah, for sure.
So you can't turn back from that, but you can choose not to do it the next time, or you could continue on down that road and keep doing wicked shit, you know?
Absolutely.
That's kind of what I was talking about, but that doesn't mean the absence of a soul.
Right. I mean, there are evil people. That is a fact. But, I mean, still, like you said, though, you know, that doesn't mean that they're inherently evil. It's a choice. Like, they chose to be evil. Some people do choose to be evil, but that still doesn't mean they don't have a soul. It just means that they're a shitty person.
Yeah. They're getting something out of it. They're deriving a sick sort of pleasure from doing this fucked up shit.
Right. So they're just a bad person. Doesn't mean they don't have a soul. Doesn't necessarily mean that they're a reptile.
Right. don't go hunting with the pitchforks. Let the police do their job.
Right. It's not a reptile dysfunction.
Yeah. Ooh, and I like this one.
All right, what we got?
Your intuition is alerting you of a nearby reptilian. Finally, after all of my hard-hitting research on random internet forums, I found out that the most common way to spot a reptilian is simply one's intuition. According to more experienced lizard spotters, I love that they have things called lizard spotters, by the way. That's amazing. If you feel like the person has an alien presence, then they could very likely be a reptilian. Dun, 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 dun.
That sounds like dangerous grounds, man.
Oh, fuck. Come on, man. What is this, like, the Malleus Maleficarum of, like, 2020 here?
Right.
You know, what the fuck?
That is dangerous grounds, man.
Absolutely. Dude. I mean, what the fuck? Now, god damn, I could go off on a tangent here, but I'm not going to do that. I'm gonna save everybody a lot of heartache.
I kind of want to hear the tangent.
Oh, man. I've got like a lot of vitriol in me right now from like watching too many videos on YouTube about like the shit that goes on in 2019, 2020, you know? But anyway, yeah, if your intuition is telling you that a person is creepy, then get the fuck away from them. I wouldn't advise to try to lizard spot them.
Right.
And like, I don't know what would be the next step after that. If you spot like a reptilian,
right, run up and punch them. What the hell are you going to do? And that's why I think that's dangerous grounds, man. It seems like it's, I'm sorry to cut you off, but it just seems like this one is encouraging action. Like if you see somebody, you kind of have a feeling a little bit that they might be a reptile. They're probably a reptile. No, they're probably not. There's probably something fucking wrong with you.
Right.
You know, and that's not okay, man.
The deeper we get on this list, the more fucked up it is. Like, first thought, when we got to the absence of a soul, or they seem to have no soul, it's like you're going off of feelings and basis that your opinion, basically. It's not legit science. There is no science that I have seen in this list whatsoever. It's fucking ridiculous. No
anywhere in this list.
Oh, man, it's ridiculous. And, I mean, I thought this was going to be good. I thought we were going to dive deep into some shit, but this is just ludicrous.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it. But yeah, no, don't think that somebody is a lizard and just run up and punch them.
Or stab them or shoot them. Don't cut them to see if that they bleed a different color. I mean, yeah. I don't encourage any of that behavior.
Yeah, no. And also, I mean, just to touch back on something that you said, yeah, a lot of times if you see somebody who's creepy, they might just be a creepy person, but sometimes maybe they're just not. Maybe they're just minding their own business and they're not bothering anybody, and what you think is creepy might not actually be them doing anything wrong. Maybe you're creepy to them.
Right.
You know? I mean,
but like know, I but said,
just basically it's... just leave people alone, basically.
Right. Because as I said before, it's everything here is very subjective to the individual.
Yeah.
I mean, you absolutely could think that somebody is acting in a strange manner, but maybe that's just the way that they act. And maybe only you are the person who think that it's weird.
Yeah. It happens a lot.
Because... Well, I'm going to bring something up from personal experience here. This happened to me about maybe 10 or 15 years ago when I used to smoke cigarettes. And I didn't find anything creepy about I'm standing on my own porch smoking a cigarette outside because I don't want to smoke in the house. And my niece she had come up on the porch with my sister, And she was like, it's really creepy for you to be standing out here. And I'm like, why? I'm on my property. I'm smoking a cigarette and I'm not doing anything suspicious. And so I always wondered, like, what was so creepy about standing on your own porch smoking a cigarette?
Right. Yeah.
And so...
You probably weren't paying any attention to anything other than what you were doing.
Fuck no. I don't get help. I don't care what's going on outside. So I'm trying to enjoy a cigarette and, you know, just be in my own little world.
Yeah. I know I'm creepy. I mean, I'm creepy looking, but I don't, like, I don't bother anybody. I'm big and I have a lot of hair and my eyes are weird and I'm scary looking. So people look at me and they automatically think I'm a threat. So that's just, it's just how it is, man. Yeah. Some people are just minding their own business. I'm not a reptile. Do not run up and stab me.
I love that. I'm not a reptile. Do not run up and stab me.
I know that's exactly what a reptile would say, but I mean it.
Oh, man. I'm not a predator. That's exactly what a predator would say.
Only he would remove that mask and have that vagina. That's one thing I can say. I do not have a vagina face. I don't look that much like a predator. I look a lot like the predator.
Oh, if you had a vagina face, you'd probably be getting a lot more attention.
Probably get a lot more attention. People trying to touch my face.
Oh, you got me dying over here, man. I just want to close this off with...
We can't end it with vagina face, man. What else do we have? No.
Oh, man. I hope somebody uses that as a quotable. Bobby has a vagina face.
Oh, man. That's not how that goes. What's next on the list?
Oh, man. Well, the list is done, but... So at the end, they got a little closing statement. What to do when you find a reptilian? What if you're absolutely convinced that your local politician or your best friend is a reptilian? What do you do? Well, nothing. Even according to the lore, you can never totally be sure who is reptilian and who is not. It's not like this is an exact checklist. The whole point of reptilians is that they disguise themselves among regular humans and are hard to spot. Reptilians are supposed to have superhuman strength, so trying to fight them head-on would be a bad idea. Since they are artificial beings, attempting to overthrow them with weapons also won't work. And so basically, that's the person's disclaimer right there. They're not saying, basically, don't run up on them and stab them because that would be a fucked up thing to do. They're just saying, oh, they're superhuman, so they could kill you with like a flick of their finger. So don't do that shit.
Right. Yeah, they're saying if you get fucked up, it's on you. Basically, this list is bullshit. Go fuck yourself.
Yep. Oh, man. I mean, and there's actually people who fall for this, though.
Probably.
Oh, there's got to be. I mean, there's got to be.
It's out there, and there are a lot of people in this world. So, yeah, some of them probably take this as the gospel.
Yep. I mean, I was watching TV, and there was a goddamn reptile shape-shifting right in front of me. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Gay frogs.
Yeah. Yeah. Jeez. So that's that, man. Personally, I think maybe we're safe. I don't know.
I would say we're about 90% safe.
Okay.
Maybe 95%.
Safe from reptiles anyway. I mean, reptilians. Yeah. If something was going to happen, I'm sure it would have happened by now, you know.
We are
weak and stupid.
Yeah. So. I mean, we can be easily controlled. We're already easily controlled. Let's just say that.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Hell yes, man. Hell yes.
I mean, you pull one string, an arm goes up. You pull another string, a knife comes out. And, you know, it's fucking weird. And I know I seem to have this fetish with knives as of late. So, you know, don't mind me.
As of late?
Hey, I haven't talked about them in quite a while.
I'm sure we just talked about them. But, I mean, that's beside the point, man. Not the point. Of the blade. But But basically, I mean, still, I believe that if something was going to happen, it would have happened by now. Maybe there are reptilians, and if they are, it probably doesn't really matter. We're going to be controlled by somebody, you know? Yeah. We're going to be controlled by some source. If it's not reptilians, it'll be the fucking hamster people. If it's not the hamster people, it's just going to be regular humans who just conspire to control shit. And they don't always have our best interest at heart. So it's just a thing that's going to happen, man. You know?
Yeah.
So just accept it. Fuck it.
Just resistance is futile, and go with it.
Go with it, man. So let us know what you think. Let us know. If you're a reptilian, please let us know. We want to talk to some fucking reptilians. Well, I'm not going to speak for you, but I want to hear from some reptilians. If you're a reptilian, hit us up. If you think you know a reptilian, hit us up and let us know why you think that that person may be a reptilian. If anything on this list speaks to you, hit us up and let us know.
And if you have actual photographic evidence of a reptilian shape-shifting, and I'm not talking blurry, grainy photos here or digitized photography. I'm talking if you have seen a reptilian and you have actual photographic proof, send that shit our way, because we want to see that.
We want to see it. So hit us up. You can reach us how?
You can hit us up on the old Twitter at IEXP_pod or on Gmail at inhumanexperiencepodcast19@gmail.com.
Thank you for contacting Inhuman Resources, a Q&A segment where you can have your cues aided by these two jackasses, at least to the best of their limited abilities. Feel free to ask any question at all, from how to make a peanut butter sandwich, to how can I get my hot coworker to notice me, to how do manatees procreate? Any question at all. Just contact at IEXP_podcast on Twitter with the hashtag Inhuman Resources, or email inhumanexperiencepodcast19@gmail.com with Inhuman Resources in the subject line, and we'll see what we can do about bringing you that much closer to enlightenment. Now transferring you over to the Inhumans.
So today's question comes via email from an anonymous sender, and they want to know, what would a world populated by clones of you be like?
You know what? That's a good question. I feel like we say that for every question that we get, but I can tell you that for me, I think personally, I think I'm very easy to get along with. You know, I'm kind of a people pleaser, you know? I mean, I stay out of people's way. I try to anyway, you know? Other people make me kind of nervous, so I keep to myself. So if clones of me were the same way, then it would be a very quiet world. Very quiet. I don't know how anything would get done, because I don't do a whole lot, but personality-wise, I feel like I'm an easy guy to get along with. I just want everybody to be happy. I don't want to hurt anybody. I'm probably saying things that everybody thinks about themselves, but for me, I feel like it's true. You know, I'm kind of a people pleaser. So
yeah,
I would be the nicest guy I know.
You'd be the nicest guy you know, yeah. But that would be I don't think anybody would have jobs in that world, because you don't leave your house that much.
I don't leave my house, man. Everything would have to be like just all online services. I don't know how any of us would get food. I don't know how that would happen.
So do you think all these other versions of you, like, would it kind of be like an alternate reality for each version of you? Like, one version of you is like a cam model or a porn star or some shit, while another version of you has a different kind of job.
That would be kind of disturbing to me, because if everybody is me.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, I just, oh, man. Bad imagery. Holy crap, I forgot about that. Like, would there be any females, though? Like, Or the entire world would just be populated by Bobby Anthem.
If they were clones of me, that would not be pretty to look at.
And then nobody else would exist, right? It would just be
right,
clones of you.
Because how do you procreate?
Yeah.
You know, this was very short-sighted, actually.
Oh, wow. Know? So looking back, it's not such a good question.
I mean, unless, you know, maybe there's some type of a birth chamber or a test tube situation, you know?
Yeah.
So, or, I don't know.
And then, let's just say, let me Rick and Morty this shit. All right, So there's a planet out there that aliens had, like, they had it for, like, kind of seeding. But they populated the entire planet with clones of you. And so, like, that was, they created these clones from your DNA, and then they seeded this planet with your clones. And so everybody on that planet is just Bobby Anthem. And so there's no issue of, like, where did you come from? Because you were a clone. You were born in, like, test tube from DNA and shit like that.
Okay. I follow along. Yeah. So it's like Bizarro from, Superman's villain, you know, Bizarro. Because that's kind of like what Bizarro's planet. Bizarro's planet was full of Bizarro Superman and Bizarro Lois Lane.
Okay,
so
that makes a little bit more sense.
So I don't know, man. I mean, I guess we could go off into a whole different thing if there was just all men were clones of me, and if all women were just with the women that they are, or if all women were just like a clone of some other woman. I don't know, dude. I feel like everybody would be a nice guy, you know?
Yeah.
Some people would be creeped out because some people are creeped out by me anyway. But I don't know, man. I like to think that it would be a peaceful place because I think that I'm a decent guy. But we talked an awful lot about me, man. And I don't know. I'm getting kind of sad that the world is not full of me. So what would a world full of waves be like?
Oh, man. Well, in a lot of ways, it would be like you. It would be like a world populated by you. It would be pretty quiet. There would not be any, or, well, there might be mild interactions, but pretty much everybody would stay inside their homes and be kind of afraid to talk to each other. And that sounds kind of depressing. That really does. Because, fuck. I mean, you got to live life. This is a very dark corner you've put me into, my friend.
I mean, but you know yourself, though, right?
Like, yeah.
You would get along with yourself, right?
Sometimes maybe. I even annoy myself, so. I don't know if I'd want to hang out with myself, you know?
That would be a problem.
Yeah.
That would be a problem. I feel like I could hang out with myself, but I am kind of hard on myself sometimes, too.
Exactly.
Like, very critical, so.
Yeah, so I would spot something that I didn't like immediately because I know what I don't like about myself, and so I'd be like, oh, I don't want to hang out with this person. You know, that kind of thing, so. Yeah.
Would you point it out, though?
Would I point it out? No, I would probably just, most likely, I'd just be quiet and not hang out with the other version of me. Because
you also have to take into consideration too that if you're thinking this about other you is thinking it about you.
Exactly. So then, like, we're both dissing the shit out of each other right at the same time.
Right.
Yeah, man. I don't know. I don't want to, like, make it because I don't hate myself. It's just I'm very self-critical.
Right.
And there's a lot of things that I would like to correct, but I know that they can't be corrected because that's part of my personality. So, yeah, maybe it would teach me to not be so damn self-critical.
Maybe, and you know what? Maybe you could all work on your issues together because you know that you all would understand, you know? So
yeah.
You can't have a stronger support group.
The consortium of blades.
That sounds like a movie. Let's make this happen.
We got to get into film now. We've broken into music and podcasting. Next is film.
trying to be everywhere, man.
Yeah.
Trying to be everywhere. Shout out to Tyler Fudge.
Pornhub coming soon.
So that was the anonymous question that we got. I thought it was a good one, man. So
yeah, that was a pretty cool question.
Yeah, I know that other people have questions, and we want your questions. Seriously, you have questions.
We're thirsty.
We have answers.
We're thirsty for your questions.
Man, ask us anything at all. We don't care.
Yeah, no matter how dumb it may seem to you, it's like we have a lot of fun with this, and we like interacting with you guys. So definitely, you know, hit us up.
Yeah, for sure, man. And we're trying to be open and honest about everything. So yeah, hit us up. And if you want to reach us,
you can reach us on Twitter at @IEXP_podcast and through Gmail at inhumanexperiencepodcast19@gmail.com.
Confirmed sighting.
I just wanted to spend a little time talking about The Witcher, which I didn't even know that it was a series of books first. I was under the impression that it was a video game, and then they adapted that video game to a Netflix television series. But boy, was I wrong. And I gotta say that it was honestly, like, after watching the series and having played the game, I knew what to expect. But then when I found out there were books, not to mention 8 books at that, so like a couple of them are a collection of short stories introducing you to the world of The Witcher and like the people in it, but 6 books, even just 6 novels based on that came out first. And then the games were created from that. I thought that was pretty damn sweet. And when I heard about the casting for the series, the only actor that I had known was Henry Cavill. A lot of the other actors, I didn't know who they were. And so, like, I remember Henry Cavill from Superman. But as far as that goes, that's kind of where it begins and ends. And so I'm like, I don't know if that's such a good choice for Henry Cavill to play Geralt of Rivia. But, surprisingly, I was wrong. He did a great job. I mean, I've got no complaints. The first episode, the sword fights were pretty damn amazing. I mean, I really enjoyed it. It was very Game of Thrones-esque, you know, set in that backwards magical kind of world there where there were creatures and there were sorcerers and people fought with swords, that kind of thing. So yeah, I thought that was really amazing. Plus nudity, lots of it. So that's another like Game of Thrones type thing. There's if you watch Game of Thrones basically for the nudity, then you're going to watch The Witcher and you're pretty much going to find the same kind of thing going on there. But that's not the only reason to watch it. I mean, it's really, my finding of the series is the characters are written really well. The pacing was pretty good, although I got confused during certain parts of the show because I'm not going to give spoilers, you know, just in case anybody hasn't watched it. But the pacing was a little odd for me at first, and I didn't understand it until near the very end, where it takes place in two different times, because there's Geralt's story and then there's Ciri's story. And those two take place like years apart from one another. And so it was a little confusing, to say the least, when I was watching it for the first time. And I'm gonna get back into it on the second go round and, you know, see what I can see. But at the end, I knew exactly what was going on. I knew that there was a time skip and then they kept jumping back and forth between the two. And I guess one of the reasons why they told the story that way was that so you could get a feel for the characters, so that at the end, when the characters finally come together, you understand a lot of the paths that they took and a lot of the reasons for them taking that path. Again, that's just my interpretation of it. But, I mean, all in all, it was just a really good series. I cannot wait for season two. I think it's going to be, like, as long as they keep the writing going, I think it's going to be just as good, if not better, as the first season.
You've been tuned into the Inhuman Experience podcast. Join us again on this strange journey as these two geniuses attempt to make sense of the strange and the unexplained. If you've got a question or a story to tell, you can contact the Inhumans on Twitter at IEXP_podcast. Or you can email them at inhumanexperiencepodcast19@gmail.com. Your story could appear on a future episode. Feel free to leave a voicemail at anchor.fm/inhuman-experience-podcast/message and make yourself heard. Don't forget to leave a 5-star review on iTunes for a shout out and to have the review read by the boys. Thank you for tuning in, and until next time, we are the Inhumans. Are you experienced?